This morning, for our first public reading of Scripture, we're in 2 Samuel chapter 2, and I'm going to be reading just the first 11 verses here. In the United States, we normally have an easy transition between one administration into another. But here we find that even though David is anointed king at this point, he's only king over one particular tribe, not the entire nation as of yet. So let's consider this intrigue that David faces at the very beginning of his kingship. And it came to pass after this that David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah?" And the Lord said unto him, "Go up." And David said, "Whither shall I go up?" And he said, "Unto Hebron." So here David is seeking counsel. He's being wise. He's being a very discerning man. So he seeks counsel and guidance from God versus the world. And God says, "Go to Hebron." So David went up thither with his two wives also, Ahinadab, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, Naboth's wife, the Carmelite. And his men that were with him did David bring up, every man with his household, and they dwelt in the cities, plural, of Hebron. So can you picture these particular cities, maybe in a small cluster of cities, and they see this huge caravan or this huge group of individuals coming over the ridge, soldiers, families, carts, all kinds of physical possessions that a family would take with them that's on the move, and then David along with two wives. And the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. Notice, Judah only. And they told David, saying, that the men of Jabesh-Gilead were they that buried Saul. Now remember, in the opening chapter, chapter 1 of this particular book, in previous reading, Saul and Jonathan, king and the king's son, died in battle. And the citizens of Jabesh-Gilead showed compassion, respect, dignity for the dead king and his son. And so they gave them what we would classify maybe as a proper burial. All right? David sent messengers unto the men of Jabesh-Gilead and said unto them, "Blessed be ye of the Lord, that ye have shown this kindness unto your Lord, even unto Saul, and have buried him." So David here is acknowledging and recognizing their kindness. "And now the Lord show kindness and truth unto you, and I also will requite you this kindness, because you have done this thing." So David said, one good turn deserves another good turn, if you will. And so David here is promising that with the dignity and the respect and the love that they showed for the dead bodies of Saul and Jonathan, David in turn is going to show the same. He's going to reciprocate to them, just like they did to the dead bodies of Saul and Jonathan. "And now the Lord show kindness and truth unto you, and I also will require you this kindness, because you have done this thing. Therefore now, let your hands be strengthened, and be ye valiant, for your master Saul is dead, and also the house of Judah have anointed me king over them." But as we can see, not all was on a good way. But Abner, the son of Ner, captain of Saul's host. So Abner would be like a 4-star general today, the one in charge of the army, making its maneuvers, strategizing war attacks, took Ishbosheth, the son of Saul. So this was Saul's son, and brought him over to Mahanaim. So Jonathan is dead. Jonathan should have been the next king by way of heredity. Well, Jonathan is dead, and so Saul's son here, this one individual here, is made king by Abner. So you basically have a little bit of treason going on. We got disrespect being shown. And so we have a contender to the throne. And so Abner takes this son of Saul and makes him king over Gilead, verse 9, over Ashtarites, the Jezreel, over Ephraim, Benjamin, and over all of Israel. So here we see that initially, even though David is going to reign for 40 years, the first 7.5, as we shall see, he reigned over simply Judah. And then eventually he's going to reign over all 12 tribes. And that combined reign will be about 30 some odd years. Then we're told, and Ishbosheth, Saul's son, was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel and reigned 2 years. But the house of Judah followed David. And that time David was king in Hebron over the house of Judah was 7 years and 6 months. So there you have David's initial anointing was not king over all of the nation, simply one tribe, Judah. Because if you look at verse 9, Benjamin is mentioned, and normally Benjamin bordered Judah. So even here at this point, later on in Scripture, after Solomon's death, there's going to be a major civil strife, and the 10 northern tribes will break away from Judah and Benjamin. But notice here, Benjamin, though, is part of the rebellion. But after Solomon's death, Benjamin will be aligned with Judah, and the so-called descendants of David will be reigning over simply Judah and Benjamin, which was basically combined into one tribe. So David starts off as a king, but not over all of the nations. So his transition here was not necessarily an easy one. And he's going to continue fighting until eventually he becomes king over all the land.